This is UBC Arts on Air on CITR in Vancouver. I'm Brittany Dugan.
And I'm Rachel Sanders. Every other week, we feature the ideas and stories of students, faculty, and staff within the Faculty of Arts at the University of British Columbia. In this episode of Arts on Air, we catch up with our university president, Professor Santa Ono.
Catch is the right word. We actually interviewed him while we were walking him to his car.
Brittany and I are students at UBC's School of Journalism, and our faculty supervisor, Catherine Gretzinger, has been working since September to try and line up an interview for us with Professor Ono. But if you follow him on Twitter, you will know that he is an extremely busy man.
He's very active on social media. But earlier this month, Professor Ono found the time to drop by the School of Journalism for an hour to talk with students.
There's a number of ways we can do this. I can talk to you for some period of time.
Journalism students asked him about everything from housing to university sexual assault and the recent increase in international tuition.
And after he'd finished, we walked with him down Main Mall as he headed off to his next appointment and had a chance to ask a few questions of our own.
How are you?
We'll walk with you outside.
Oh, no problem.
Exciting. Rachel.
Wondering whether or not you can just tell us. You come from a science background.
I do.
Yeah.
But I got a Bachelor of Arts from the University of Chicago. And I got that degree because I wanted to have a Bachelor of Arts. And if you know, the University of Chicago is known as the Great Books Program, where every student, regardless of their major, has to have a broad range core curriculum. And so I'd say a third of my courses were not in the sciences. They were in the humanities and social sciences. Some of my favorite courses were in art and design, classics. I loved my psychology course, and so that's why I don't have a Bachelor of Science. I actually have a Bachelor of Arts degree.
That was going to be my question. What's your relationship to the arts?
As you know, I'm a musician. I play the cello, and I spend time. Sometimes I'll play with the students here. I've played on the Chan Center stage, and so part of the attraction of UBC was the fact that it's a world-class arts faculty.
And so, what do you, in your view, what's the value of an arts degree in today's society?
Arts is incredibly important. You know, a lot of people talk about the STEM disciplines, science, technology, engineering, and math. I am a huge advocate of the STEAM effort, where A stands for arts. The arts really feed the soul of all intellectuals and also all citizens in general. And so, I think that if you look at STEM graduates, those that have breadth of knowledge courses in the arts, humanities, and social sciences are better engineers. They graduate at a higher rate, and if you talk to them once they go out into the working world, whether they're a scientist, a doctor, or an engineer, that most of them say that they're glad that they took arts courses because it really helps them make decisions which are humane. And that's what is really the key benefit of having an education in the arts, no matter what your major is.
The arts faculty is the largest faculty on campus. What role does it play at UBC?
Oh, it plays exactly that. I can't imagine a university without an arts faculty. I think that the arts faculty, their scholarship is really a huge, broad range of activities that ranges from film studies to LGBTQ studies to First Nations studies. All those things are very relevant to current conversations about our society. And if we don't have those sorts of conversations on this campus, where will they take place? So I think it plays an important role not only for UBC, but also for British Columbia, Canada, and the world.
How do you balance the needs of the small departments within the Faculty of Arts with the huge ones? What are the challenges there?
Well, you know, to some extent, that's really something that has to be managed by the dean of the faculty. Right now, there's an interim dean of the faculty, and it's a tough job to be in sort of that interim role, because some interim deans feel that they don't have the authority to shape the priorities of the faculty. I think the interim dean has done a good job. And I think after that, I think it is important for the provost and the president of the university to be directly involved in thinking about those priorities and thinking about listening to sometimes the quieter voices from the smaller departments. I think that that's one of the roles of an executive and of the president and the provost, because it's not uncommon for the smaller groups and the departments to have less advocacy, and it doesn't mean that their field or their role is less important. It just means that they don't have as loud a voice, and so that's really the role of central administration, is to be accessible and to hear of those broad needs.
We're way out here at UBC in our own point, away from the downtown core. What role does UBC play within the wider community in Vancouver?
I would like UBC to have a much greater role. I mean, one of the things I've noticed traveling around downtown and also around the province, around Canada, is that people don't recognize the number of different activities that UBC is involved in intimately in trying to make this a better place to live. Whether you look at what's happening with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, if you look at what's happening in terms of arts education in our schools, if you look at the learning exchange downtown, where our faculty and students are actually working with students in East End Vancouver and adults in East End Vancouver, help individuals learn English, to be creative, to be involved in fashion design. It's pretty stunning, but nobody knows about it. And so I think it's important for us to continue to do that and to expand that, to have a positive influence on our community, and also to tell that story better.
Do you think UBC could integrate with the community even more?
Absolutely, and I hope that that's what happens out of this strategic planning process. And the more that we do that, I think the stronger support we'll have from the community for AUBC, and also I believe it's a core responsibility as an institution that's supported by the province of British Columbia.
Thank you so much for this walk and talk, Professor Ono.
Thank you
my
so
pleasure.
Much.
It's my pleasure.
That was UBC President Professor Santa Ono. I think that might have been the first time I've done an interview while walking quite so rapidly down the street.
Yeah, and he's a pretty recognizable guy with his bow tie, so we got a few looks. If you missed any of that interview, you can visit our website at artsonair.com, where we'll be posting the podcast tomorrow.
So we've heard what Professor Ono thinks about the value of an arts degree, but we wanted to know what do students think, especially right now in 2017.
Yeah, why are people studying in the Faculty of Arts these days, and how is it changing their lives?
So we headed out again onto campus to find out.
Yeah, so this is the Lacerre Building, Architecture, Community, and Regional Planning, Fine Arts. Do you want to talk to these two? Yeah. Can you just tell me your name?
Yeah, my name's Dominique.
What do you study?
Philosophy.
What's the best class you've taken this year?
This year has to be my philosophy of my philosophy 314 class, which is philosophy of the 17th century. Kind of just because my prof did a really good job giving a lot of context and helping us understand why, like, understand the arguments each philosopher had and also why they had these arguments, so that we're not kind of just swimming in blindly. We understand what their reasoning was and what the political situations were to have them argue certain things.
So it was a good prof. What was the most surprising thing, would you say, that you learned from that class?
I don't know. I think it was like learning that at one point there was like an underground kind of like publishing like society going on that was like doing an avid job of like getting these really controversial views at the time, like all around Europe. And then it kind of created like my prof called it like the fall of Christianity, and it was like, whoa, like they dug up little caverns to make these books and distribute them. So it's like you never learn this kind of thing. You kind of just assume that things just kind of pop up. So to hear that they actually made an effort to spread this word around is just really cool.
How do you relate that to Sonnet, kind of like this is old stuff? How do you relate it to modern society? What's going on today?
I mean, like, for me personally, I think that even though it's old stuff, it's more along the lines of seeing the fact that there are so many views that a lot of these people were super intelligent. Like, so to see that there are these really contrasting views argued by really intelligent people with a lot of, like, experience and a lot of evidence to kind of back it up and a lot of logic around it, it kind of relates to real life, because it shows that we can each kind of argue different perspectives, and we can each argue them intelligently, and from that we can set up like a lot of views and maybe even like change people's opinions, but in the right ways rather than kind of just shoving it down their throats or something like that.
That's really important today, hey, when we're so like divided in society.
Yeah, I think it's really important, especially because like, you know, with social media and everything, like people are like, well, is this true? Is that true? Like, I don't know what else, what anything is anymore. So to like see that there is a way to intelligently and thoroughly argue your opinions is, I think, really important. And that's why also I really like philosophy.
My name's Olivia Chan.
What do you study?
I'm a double major in psychology and visual arts. Yeah.
What's your favorite course you've taken this year?
Definitely Drawing 321 with Professor Gu. It's just about, we just draw, but he introduces a lot of interesting concepts for each project and like involving the social issues into my work where I don't usually do that. It's really opened me up to different views and stuff. Well, for like my works, I've focused on my cultural problems, I guess, like being a first generation Canadian in Canada. And in my class, I have classmates with the same kind of issues. Mm-hmm. So we talk a lot about culture or, you know, like social issues, like with the government in America and in Canada. And just seeing artwork about that in class is cool.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. Cool. What do you think, like, how's your arts degree changing you as a person, do you think?
Oh, I think it's definitely making me more open-minded, and I feel like I'm able to slow down and process things a little bit more differently. Yeah.
And what do you think you're going to do next? How is it preparing you for where you're going to go next?
Well, I plan to ultimately go into art therapy, so I think like it does help me because getting to slow down and really see different perspectives will help me relate to other people better.
Can you tell me what your name is?
Nina Abramishvili.
And what do you study?
I'm a visual arts major.
Wow, cool. So what's your favorite course you've taken this year?
It's actually not relatable to visual arts. It was a philosophy on literature, which was, I found, very interesting to view literature in the way that that course did.
What books? Can you think of like what books jumped out from that course that you read?
Well, we read only one book, Mr. Pip. It was a pretty contemporary novel and like a very interesting read, but just the way that we looked at like the metaphors and why they use metaphors and just cultural differences and stuff like that. But
what do you think? I mean, there's a lot of kind of like trash talk about arts degrees these days. What do you think the value of an arts degree is?
It makes you less ignorant to the world and just like aware of what's going on. And like for me, I've never been a science student. I can't think logically at all. So it really fits with my ways of learning and just being, open-minded, as Olivia said. And
what do you hope to do with your degree?
Heading towards the education field, kind of like because art was always there for me as a student when I couldn't do anything else in school. And just kind of like, I feel like sometimes that it's kind of losing its value in the world with sciences and technology, and just trying to keep it there and inspire those like couple students that just don't really fit in anywhere else. But.
Wonderful talking.
Yeah.
It's great. Can you tell me your name?
Setenay.
And where are you from?
Turkey. I'm from Turkey.
How long have you been in Vancouver?
I came 3 months ago, and I'm going to stay at the end of August. I'm visiting student for 2 terms in here, so I'm just taking a few classes this term.
What are you studying? What's your area?
Architecture. Yes.
Wow. Okay. What made you want to come to UBC?
You know, it's a worldwide known university, and their architecture faculty is really good.
Well, how do you hope that your degree will help you to have an impact on the world?
I'm not sure about the world, but in my country, you know, being in here and learning architecture, in Turkey, we have lots of construction in there, but it's not as good as old times, or, you know, we just construct, we just build in Turkey. I want to make a difference in my country, to change the building type, or how can I say, we should build for people, not just for economies or just for governments. I would like to change and contribute that idea, you know. I just want to build for my people, the people who lives in Turkey, who lives in different conditions.
That was wonderful. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah,
thank you both of you. Really appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay.
My name's Sam Tudor. I'm a BFA in film production and BA in English literature.
Interesting. And what was the what year are you in?
This is my fifth year, so I'm graduating at the end of this semester.
Congratulations. What was the most interesting course you took this year?
This year, I'm taking a course right now called, it's a British literature course, and it's called From Thatcherism to Brexit, and it's charting the course of British literature and sort of drawing parallels between the way, what led to Thatcherism and what is leading to Brexit, and a huge portion of my family's British, so I find it pretty interesting, and I'm going on a trip to the UK soon, so all the things I'm learning about are feel relevant.
What do you think the value is of an arts degree?
Well, one of the biggest things for me is that I've learned to critically analyze everything, which is, you know, can definitely be maybe a problem and can slow you down in some ways, but I think my biggest thing is like recognizing that everything has a sort of like ideological basis, and I know that sounds kind of like that's so stereotypically art student-y thing to say, but even in all subjects, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be like sociology or anthropology where you're recognizing cultural ideologies. It's like my whole job when I have to write an essay is just constructing an argument, and I think that's important to see that how multifaceted everything is and not just not view an issue as something that is inherently right or wrong, but recognize that a lot of issues have are just way more complicated than that, and specifically arise from your mindset and the way you see the world. So that I think that's really valuable as a way to go through life, to recognize everything as being having more sides than you might think it has. Job market-wise, I don't know how valuable it is, but we'll find out. But yeah, it's made me smarter. I'm smarter because of this degree, so that's what a degree's supposed to do, right?
The music school. Should we just poke our heads into the music school? That's right. Where are we? I can't even...
Music school is... Well, oh yeah, like just we keep walking. So we could go check out the music school.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Are you an art student?
I am, yes.
You are? Do you mind? We're from the community radio CITR, and our show is called Arts on Air. Do you mind if we ask you a couple questions? Yeah.
Sure, as long as it doesn't go till 12:45 because I have an appointment.
We will be very quick.
Thank you.
Do you mind just introducing yourself, so your name and what program you're in?
My name is Behshad, and I'm a third-year philosophy student, but I'm here to meet with a music advisor and attend my true calling.
What's that?
Music, singing, songwriting.
Are you considering switching degrees, or you're going to stay in philosophy and do music on the side?
Absolutely. I'm in the wrong lane, so I'm trying to switch lanes, trying to get into the BFA program, be a singer, songwriter, someone who has a story to tell, someone who's self-actualized and has taken everything from philosophy and life experience and translated to my my abilities, my personality.
Is there a philosophy course in particular that you think of when you write songs or sing?
Michael Griffin's Philosophy 212, Hellenistic Schools of Thought. There were lots of interesting schools of thought introduced, like Stoicism, how to develop thick skin in this life, as it were.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Like Catherine said, they practice in the parkade.
Yeah.
place. We heard you as we were walking by. Yeah. Where are you, an art student?
I am actually a music student.
Music student?
Yeah.
Do you mind introducing yourself, so your name and what you're studying?
Okay, so my name is Ethan, and I'm a second year UBC student studying at music, and I major in trumpet, and yeah, I love playing the trumpet, and here's where my passion lies, so that's why I'm here.
Can you tell us where we are right now?
We are actually in the faculty and staff parking garage right now, because, well, the practice room in the music school is really limited, and we usually have to fight over it, so I figure why not just come here. The acoustic is pretty good. No one's here to fight with me, right? So, yeah, here I am.
It's actually not that cold.
No, it sounds great, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
What made you choose music?
Why did I choose music? Well, I actually, it's more like okay, well, if I were to be honest, I'm actually not that academic, you know, inclined. I'm not that good. And when I was in grade nine, I realized that music is actually something that can calm me down and, you know, like where I can really focus on what I'm doing. So that's why I chose this path and see where I can go in the future. Yeah.
What has been your favorite part of this year, either a course or an experience?
Ooh, I have to say my favorite course in this entire year would be the private license with my trumpet teacher, because, you know, studying with him, I can kind of see his aspect in musical playing, as well as, you know, like he sometimes phrased things differently, and that got me to thinking, you know, differently as well. So I think private lessons is actually one of my favorite course in music.
Are you interested in composing?
Unfortunately, I'm actually not that good with theory, so I actually don't know how good I am at composing, but if I do get a chance, I'll give it a try, so yeah.
What year are you in?
I'm in second year.
And where do you hope, what do you hope to take next year as a course, or what do you hope to achieve by the end of this degree?
Well, to be honest, I actually want to turn music into like a business kind of career, you know, like to be able to generate money, as well as bring people some music just for them to enjoy and stuff like that. So, yeah.
And how do you feel about an arts degree? Has it changed you as a person?
Well, it definitely get me to think, for example, like difficult things differently, you know, like when there's a problem arise, I usually have to find a solution to overcome it, right? And by playing music, it sometimes help you to think, because, you know, like some certain melody actually helps you to calm your, you know, yourself and make you think logically. So I think this is actually what benefits me in terms of problem solving and stuff like that.
I'd love to hear you play.
Yeah.
All right. Sure, why not?
Those were students from around campus sharing their experiences from this year and the reason why they've chosen to study in the Faculty of Arts. We were nearly back at the School of Journalism when we could hear the faintest sound of that trumpet in the parkade. You can't plan that stuff.
I know. We were drawn like moths to a flame with our microphone. Ooh, what's that? What's that sound? Anyway, that was a great little interview to finish up with. You've been listening to UBC Arts on Air on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and this is the last show of the season for Arts on Air, and our last show as hosts and producers. We've had so much fun and learned a lot.
Yes, and we want to thank all the faculty and staff and students in the Faculty of Arts who have taken the time to talk to us. Thanks also to Lauren Plotel from the Faculty of Arts for all of her help this year.
And special thanks to Catherine Gretzinger from the School of Journalism for all of her mentorship this year.
Arts on Air will be back in the fall with a brand new set of producers and hosts from the School of Journalism. But in the meantime, if you'd like to hear any of our previous episodes, you can go to our website, artsonair.com.
You can email the program at artsonair.info@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter @artsonair.
It's been a really great year. Thanks for listening.